Now, when Jim Rodriguez from Lincolnshire crashed his car while under the influence of drink at the age of 21, he very nearly paid the ultimate price. He came within a whisker of being declared brain dead, but battled back from the brink. Now age 27, his life has been redefined by his brain injury. But Jim believes he's defied the odds for a reason, to tell young people his story so they don't make the same mistakes that he did. Working with the Lincolnshire Association of People with Disabilities, he's giving talks to groups of students in county schools and colleges. And BBC Radio Lincolnshire's James Kelly caught up with Jim at Boston College and started by asking him what he hoped to achieve.
To hopefully save some lives.
What accident were you involved in?
I had a car crash, drink driving, just over five years ago. And
what was the extent of your injuries?
You can't get any closer to being dead. And I am now disabled. And that is part of what I talk about, that disabled people are average people. But to think I got what I asked for, drink driving landed me here. I got what I asked for, I landed here, and so I'm now seeing what I can make from it. And because there are so many people get injured or killed drink driving, it's a fool's game. I was once a fool. I wasn't made to think enough at the right age.
In terms of living with disability, what's been the lasting sort of legacy of the accident for you? How does it affect your day-to-day life?
Yeah. Everything. Absolutely everything changes. Going from able to disabled. All your relationships, the way you are, the way you think, the way you see, the whole world around you.
And these are physical and mental injuries that you suffer?
Yeah, it's the social attitude that needs a lot of changing, and hopefully I can play some part in making it better. And because honestly, you cannot appreciate or realise an existence like this until you land here. And there are disabled people all over the country putting up with this sort of thing every day. And so I've got two lessons to teach. Drink driving will end your life. Change it or end it. And disability, it doesn't need the face it's got.
Jim Rodriguez from Lincolnshire. Very refreshing, isn't it, to hear somebody take responsibility for their actions. And a man on a mission to warn young people the risks of drink driving and to raise the profile of people with disability. 17-year-old Boston College students Jade, Kizzy and Kirsty gave their reaction to Jim's talk.
It's made me think, since he's come in, it's made me think more about it.
It was really sad because it made you think that it actually does happen. And I never really like thought about it before, but it's made me think. Like, it's quite upsetting. Some people think it's like really cool and that, like, just to get in a car, like, in the junk and stuff, because they don't really care, do they? But I think, like, things like this will make people think.
Now you've seen it, what it can do to somebody, it's better that way rather than somebody telling you about it, because you don't really think about it. But when you actually see the person, and you know that it can actually happen, and this is what it does to you.
17-year-old Boston College students Jade, Kizzy and Kirsty. Their tutor Mandy Skamen was also impressed.
I thought it was really good. It was a real eye-opener. It wasn't easy for Jim to stand there and talk about his life, which is what he's doing, and the mistakes that he's made. But I could tell just by the look on the students' faces it was going in, and somebody like Jim talking to them can have far more impact than somebody like me trying to preach at them.
Mandy Skamen, Boston College tutor. Perhaps you've got a similar story to Jim's to tell about the consequences of drink driving, or perhaps the consequences of living with a serious disability and how people respond to you.